The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, we celebrated the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a heart that gave its life so that we can have eternal life, a heart that bled for all of us, for sinners, without any conditions, freely giving up its life so we can have eternal life. Today, we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary, a reminder to us, how do we respond to such a great gift? What's our response? When someone gives us a gift, usually we respond, it's rude and polite if we don't respond or acknowledge that gift. And Mary is the example of how should we respond. Her immaculate heart, a heart that had no selfishness in it. We say Mary was without sin. Not because she is God, but because of the heart of Jesus who was poured out for her. She benefited from the graces of Jesus' death and resurrection even before Jesus' death on the cross. So she can be the mother of God, the mother of our Savior. It's a grace gift given her by God, given her the advantage to say yes to God's will when he asked her to be the mother of his son. Now we can say, well, yeah, Mary can be without sin. But each one of us also can be without sin. And the sin that we're talking about is not the sin, sometimes I get angry, sometimes I say a white lie, but the sin of not being obedient to God's will in our lives. The sin that even we don't care to find out what's God's will for us. What is it that God is asking us to do? And a lot of times when we find out, we're afraid. Unlike Mary, a teenage girl who wasn't afraid that she was going to be found pregnant and she might be stoned to death. A teenage girl who was about to become a mother under very difficult circumstances while traveling in a place where they didn't have a place to stay in any inn. A mother that she had to flee in the middle of night to protect her son. All of these things because that's what God was asking her to do. And she always said yes. And she got to her yes by reflecting on the word of God. So if we want to become like Mary, we need to start by asking ourselves, do I know the word of God? Do I reflect on it? Do I take time in my prayer to be quiet so I can listen to what God wants me to do, so I can hear the voice of God speaking in my heart, in my mind? Do I always say yes to it? God gave us Mary as an example for us to follow. But if he knew that we can never be like Mary, then what kind of example is he giving us? Each one of us can be like Mary. Each one of us can say yes to God's will in their lives and may Christ be born again in the world today.